thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with a Global Tel Summit series from heartache to joy, and really joyful and happy today because one of my favorite healers, dear friend Tariq Bibi, is back with us today. And as we were discussing, I'm sorry if we started the call a little later because we started to chat, and it's so interesting. There's such a, there are no coincidences. There are no mistakes. There are no coincidences in the universe. So he was telling me, you're in Costa Rica, right, Tariq? You're in Costa Rica. Tariq, can you hear me?
Yes, I am in Costa Rica.
So Tariq is in Costa Rica. I'm in Dallas, and it is raining in both the places. And I think in a couple of days, we're going to have the first solar eclipse. There's a lot of really interesting stuff going on, Tariq. A lot of transformative energies, a lot of transformation. And I find that so interesting. And today's call is about removing blocks, but not just any blocks, really about your abundance blocks. The topic today is break free from the money matrix and activate the new wealth paradigm. This is something you guys really need to hear what Tariq has to say, because you guys, as we all know this, nobody needs to tell us this, that the world is going through a major change. It has been, but now we can actually see the changes happening, and there is no denying. I mean, look at what's happening globally. Look at what's happening between countries. And on the outside, it may seem like all of it is bad stuff, right? Why are countries going to war? Why is suddenly economy collapsing in different countries? But this is what change looks like. When major transformation takes place, it always kind of in the beginning looks like chaos. It's always chaotic. And so it doesn't seem like there's any order. It seems like, oh, my God, everything is going to hell in a handbasket. And what is going on? And I can tell you guys from my experience that immediately remembering that everything always has been and always will be in the control of the divine. The divine is not affected by this change. Everything is happening for us. Nothing is happening to us. So I firmly believe that one of the new changes that the world is going to say, that the world is going to see, is really going to be the shift of wealth and power into the hands of the people that are going to be more conscious than what we have seen before. Possibly be even really conscious, but really the money flow is going to now change to go into the hands of people that are conscious, that are going to not use it to abuse and control people, right, for power gain and for those kinds of purposes. So extremely excited. I haven't heard what Tariq has to say about this yet, but I know he is so tuned in. He is so tuned in always. And money has always been, clearing money blocks is one of Tariq's superpowers. This is where he really shines. He has been on the show for many years, has created absolutely amazing programs that have had crazy results in money, right? For example, this one client of his said that I paid off $53,000 in debt. With another person, Sani said, with Tariq's healing and guidance, I've had so many clients reach out to me. I've made over $70,000 in just a few months. SM said, I received the check, but there was an extra zero at the end of the 500. I received 5,000 instead. So there are lots and lots of amazing money miracles, as we call them, on his offer page that I encourage you to go and check out. You'll see a couple of videos also, some amazing testimonials. And I just want you guys to know this is not a coincidence that you're here today on this call. It's not a coincidence. Remember, there are no coincidences. There are no mistakes. So even if you think that, yeah, I don't really have any money problems, could you upgrade? Could you up-level? And of course, if you have abundance problems, then you don't need me to tell you how easy life can be once you don't have those blocks. You know, I get it. Money does not buy happiness. I am the first person that can tell you that, but it sure as heck brings a lot of other ease, and it can certainly take away a lot of unhappiness, right? Especially when we treat it consciously, especially when we treat money with respect, consciousness, and love. You know, I've always said this, my karma with money has been quite good. It's the relationships karma that I've had to work on. But I am so grateful that once I cleared my abundance blocks and once I had, you know, that kind of a karma with money where it was an easygoing relationship, not just my own life and the lives of my daughters, but so many other passion projects that I do around the world that bring deep meaning to my life. You know, that's what it's about. And I absolutely stand behind this, that money flow needs to go into the hands of people that are more conscious and aware, that want to use this money respectfully as a friendship and to bring positive change into this world. So I'm sorry, that was, since I'm very passionate about it, I took a couple of extra minutes to talk about our topic today. What are you going to learn from this amazing, amazing energy healer, Mr. Miracles, is back with us today. So on today's call, what are the money traps and how to break free from them? How do we clear deep-rooted fear, scarcity, lack, survival? What is the divine money matrix and how do we thrive in it? How do we activate our magnetism to all our core and heart's desires? How do we thrive in the new earth and the new economy? How do we bust loose from any limitations and ceilings and patterns with money? So that is going to be, we're going to do that and much more on today's call. Tariq's Infinity Clearings, if you have not experienced them, are absolutely amazing. He's going to work with a lot of you guys and find out what your biggest block is that is keeping you from abundance. And he's going to clear it right there on the spot because he's like a laser who can see your matrix. He can exactly point out, pinpoint where the block is and clear it. And once it's cleared, it's gone. It's permanent. It's not coming back. So make sure you are on the phone line and then press star 2 to raise your hand because we are going to pick people from that queue, okay? A little bit about Tariq for those of you that are new to our audience. Tariq Bliss BB is a rising star. Actually, he has risen already, who has already changed the lives of over 1 million people worldwide. Tariq works with business women and men on the spiritual path to help them thrive doing what they love. Through his revolutionary infinity healing modality, he is able to help his clients achieve and manifest their heart's desires with infinite ease and grace, even if they have not been able to achieve their results anywhere else. Tariq is also known as Mr. Miraculous, is a facilitator of inner transformation, helping people on the spiritual path around the world transcend all their emotional and psychological blocks at their core level. In an instant, Tariq is able to help people release years of pain and problems to live life miraculously. A very sought-after speaker on telesummits and festivals, Tariq's warm, sincere, and loving heart-centered presence helps and heals all who are inspired by his own journey from abuse and trauma. All right, Tariq, my friend, welcome once again.
Thank you, my sister from another mister. I appreciate you welcoming me into your beautiful community. You're such a nurturer. You support, you're an angel in my life, and I just want to acknowledge how much your loving support, your cancer heart, you know, your cancerian zodiac, but mm-hmm. just like holding space for us to step up and feel nurtured and feel supported so that we can shine even more. And I think light workers and healers maybe crave that, and I feel like you embody that like a divine mother. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. Music to my ears. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate your acknowledgement. So let's just jump right in because this community, FHTJ and Bliss Up, is filled with light workers. Some of them are already practicing their healing arts, and some of them just shine the light through their loving hearts. So, Tariq, I want to ask you, you already have such amazing, powerful programs around money, and you've had crazy great results, which is awesome. So why did you think about creating this program now?
Yeah, so Iram, every time I am about to create a program, birth a program, and this is the latest birth, and it's been a beautiful journey, it's always what is the collective needing in this moment. And in this moment, there's a lot of scarcity. In this moment, there's a lot of lack. In this moment, there's a lot of uncertainty. In this moment, there's a lot of insecurity. The mind is freaking out, getting really anxious, not knowing all these unknown factors. Anything can happen, or anytime, gas prices, food shortage, like, you know, quote unquote, natural disasters happening all over. So I feel like these dark forces are trying to keep us on edge. They're trying to keep us in fear, which is their favorite way of controlling humanity. They're trying to keep us divided. So, hey guys, here are some topics for you to divide and fight amongst each other. You know, the left and the right, black and the white. You know, do you believe in allowing, you know, abortion, not allowing it, like religious, non-religious, and it's the oldest trick in the book, and it's always worked. So why stop now? But birthing this program was the solution to all of that. What if we can, no matter what happens externally, feel deeply supported by the divine within our own beings? Whenever I go into ceremony and I go within and I go, God, where do you want me to be? Source, what's my next steps? And it's always an answer my ego hates, which is feel comfortable inside of your own body. Are you at home in your own body before trying to figure out the external? Like, it all starts within, and we've heard it before. And if that's what my guidance is telling me is the most important thing, is to feel security within my being. Feel, imagine we can all feel empowered within our beings, that we have trust within, full faith and full trust within our beings. We're really unstoppable, because this source is in everything and everyone around us, and we can call in its support, power, healing, guidance, any point. I'm not gonna say it's going to be an easy transition, but there is a light at the end of the darkness. This is these systems need to fall apart in order for us to build the new systems or upgrade the old systems so that they're more heart-centered. So part of this journey is there's a rebirth within our beings, and it's a new moon tomorrow, so great time to set intentions. Like you said, the eclipse, Scorpio season is all about death and rebirth. I think a big part of what we're going through and this program is to help us break out of the matrix. I think this is like the biggest wake-up call to really, instead of the ego controlling even more to try to feel safe, it's really that divine surrender that this program promises. This, where are the place that our soul doesn't care about how much money we have and how much possessions and quote unquote success. Our soul just wants to evolve, and it will use anything, not, you know, losing all our money, losing our relationships, whatever it takes for us to evolve and learn lessons, or remember. I like to believe, you know, there's a part of us, the God part within us is already all-knowing. So to remember who we are, remember our lessons, where are we giving our power away? That's a big part of this program. And what's happening on our planet is we've given our power away unconsciously, and now we're taking it all back. What are we going to do with this power? We've given our power away through, the devil has been able to manipulate us through many different ways, and fear being one of them. How can we transcend that and beyond money? Because whatever happens with this fiat currency that we all agreed is valuable, what are some new systems we can create? You know, what can we go back to? You know, in the new earth, what are the new forms of currencies? Love is a currency. Relationships are a currency. Imagine you never need it. I remember once being in a festival. It was a rainbow gathering, and these gatherings have been happening since the 60s, where Native Americans came with black people, white people, people of all colors, come together singing songs, no, barely any money, just a few donations after every meal. We all cook together, eat together. We build the whole entire structure of everything there. We build it and we put it down, and we're in harmony with nature. And it really struck a chord with me in a deep soul level how, wow, I felt like $1 million being at this event where there was no possessions, there was no ego, there's no I'm a healer, I'm a six-figure this, seven-figure that. It's just we're all human beings coming together, and we're all here to support each other. And that went to show me, and I also, when I came back, my business made the most money it did that year. So it goes to show you that there are these traps. There are several traps that we're giving our power away, to money sometimes, to work, to, you know, anywhere where we're stuck in a cycle, feeling disempowered. I really believe the divine wants us to break free, whether those traps are in culture, whether they're in society, whether they're in beliefs that we have, even if they found their way through religion by our misinterpretation of what's there. Money, you know, these dark forces are the master tricksters. You know, we have to give it up that they are master tricksters. And this program promises breaking free tricks. It's time to break free. The gig's up. Like, we see through it. Our third eyes are open. We see what's going on. And when you see and awaken, you can't forget. That's it. We're waking up. They're terrified. They're trying to suck up as much fear as they can before everyone collectively wakes up. And the last piece that I would say is we don't have control over bad things that are happening out there on some level, but we do have control over what's going on within us. So if within us there's a battle of good and evil, if within us there's a battle of ego wanting to control and take more, 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 and our heart saying, I fully trust and all my needs are provided for, my heart, you know, there's all these, then that will materialize and manifest in the external world. So what we're going through internally, what you're battling with, what your shadow is dealing with, is playing out in the grander scale on our planet. So what we can do is go within, you know, fight, you know, be at peace with our demons, or let go of our demons, or integrate them, or forgive them, so that that then plays out less in the external reality. So this is so important to, regardless of what happens in the world with money and everything, this program is here to help us finally break free from the money matrix, but the matrix in general, and really align with this new earth. So what is this new earth? This new earth is trust, faith, our currencies, building new structures. There's new schools, homeschools, like there's people growing their own food, buying their own land. Like, it's a whole shift in what our new values are. Like, what are our new values? What's most important for us? There's a story I just heard recently of a guy who was making multi-millions in real estate, but his heart said, I want to do something different. And his heart said, I want to create food sovereignty for planet Earth. So he left his multi-million dollar making business in real estate and started helping people have food sovereignty, which means they're able to sustain a big percentage of the food they eat by growing it themselves. And now that's making tons of money. So that to me is the summation of what the matrix is when the mind goes, I can't let this go. And we all have these like battles, right? It's like temptations and things like that. But that's where faith comes, right? So if your heart is saying it's time for something different, a new relationship, a new venture, traveling somewhere new, letting go of something old, embracing the unknown, which the mind is terrified about, this program helps bridge that into the unknown. It's like jump and the net will appear. And in this new earth, it's unknown. We're there to build it as well. It's not like it's this paradise realm where everything's already set up. Like, we're building it from the ground up, and everyone plays a part, whether you're holding space for it to happen, whether you're actually building it, whether you're visualizing it, whether, you know, it starts with your family and then extends into the world. I feel we all play a part in building this new earth. And that's, I think, now more than ever, because it's beyond money. It's, you could be a billionaire and still stuck in the money matrix. Do you trust? Are you attached? Right? If you're attached to your money, you've given some power to the matrix. If you're fearing losing the money, you're still stuck in the matrix. If you're driven by money, you're stuck in the matrix, right? So this new earth is driven, like that story of the multimillionaire. It's driven by your heart. Your heart is telling you, this is something I'm passionate about. So we're driven by things we're passionate about. We're driven by our heart's calling, as opposed to what society and our mind tells us.
Oh my God. So much resonance, Tariq. So many ahas. Thank you for sharing that beautiful wisdom. I resonate with all of it. I especially loved what you said, jump and the net will appear. Oh man, that is going to be my new mantra. I love it. Because, you know, it's so true. It's so true. It takes me back to 2012 when I was going through bankruptcy, had four lawsuits, didn't know what the heck I was going to do. Single mom of two daughters, beautiful daughters, the lights of my life, and had no money, had absolutely no money. And I had been in lending for 15 years. In 2009 and 10, that business kind of just went, you know, just suddenly gone because of the crash we had at that time. And I didn't know what to do. And the only thing that I loved was listening to telesummits. I used to listen to telesummits 4 or 5 hours a day. I was addicted to listening to telesummits because they had these positive messages, you know, healers like yourself that would be talking about, you know, all these other reasons, like nothing is happening to you. Everything happens for you and with you. And, nothing is outside of me. Everything is inside me. And whatever is happening inside of me, the outer is simply an expression of that, right? So I used to listen to all of that. And then an email appeared in my inbox where one of my favorite telesummit hosts was launching a program on how to teach others to do telesummits. And the cost of the program was exactly what I had left over as my next, 6 months of savings that I was going to live off of.
Yeah.
And that's it. That was what it was. And there was such a big yes in my heart that – even when I spoke to him, I said, that's all the money I have. I'm a single mom. I want to do this so bad. And he, poor guy, didn't want me to spend that money because, he felt responsible. He said that, nobody has been able to launch a telesummit in less than 6 months. You have only 1 month. You know, nobody has done this. And I said, well, then I will be the first one to do it. And I did. I put in the whole amount. I bought the program. And I don't know where the energy came from. Technology never has been my friend, and it surely wasn't at that time. But the right people appeared, Tariq. Just like what you said, jump and the net will appear. Mm-hmm. It so appeared for me. 2012, within 1 month, June of 2012, was the first telesummit I launched. And now what? It's almost, more than 10 years later. And I have not only within 1 year, my telesummit crossed, ready for this? Within 1 year, my telesummit touched 7 figures. I had never made 7 figures before that in my life, in 1 year. I had never done that. And the amount of change that it has brought in this last decade, not just in my life, but in the lives of so many others. I could not have visualized it. I could not have envisioned it, but it was listening. And this is so important. I want everybody to listen to this. Really pay attention. What your heart is desiring, it's not a coincidence, okay? It's not a mistake that you are really desiring something in your heart. That is your soul whispering to you, giving you clues to your divine destiny. And you have to, what the only thing we have to do, the only thing we are required to do is to have faith, just like what you said, Tariq. It's to have faith and take that first leap of faith, take that action, because it's not a coincidence. We make the mistake of thinking, I should know all the steps. I should know exactly what I'm going to do, step one, step two, step three, step four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, right? I should know all of it because that's what we are told is smart, quote unquote smart. But it's not. It's not smart. It's smart to actually listen to that intuition, to listen to your heart, and then take that leap of faith, do what it takes, and the net is going to appear. I just love that, Tariq.
I love that story. It's so inspiring. It's so inspiring, and it also, like, if you can tune into the collective right now, that story, if it really resonated with you, we all have that hero, heroine's journey laid out for us, but we won't know that we won't be the hero of our journey until we actually go through that. That's the scary part in our favorite movies, where the hero or the heroine veers off into the unknown and, you know, face their, you know, these challenges, right? So in your case, the part of it that you didn't feed into the matrix was, the matrix is saying, Iram, your savings are, you know, this is how you're going to survive for the next 6 months. And your heart was like, but I'm so passionate about healing. I love these summits. This is my calling. I'm so passionate about it. So you could have been like many people out there and said, logically, sorry, I can't make this work because I need that for survival. But you allowed that heart, you know, your heart's intelligence is connected to God's wisdom. Like, there's a connection there. Your intuition is connected to God. So which voice will you listen to? Really, it comes down to now on our planet. And you listen to the voice of God. You listen to the voice of your heart. You listen to your intuition. And you took inspired action, and you took, in that moment, you actually take power back from the matrix and you reclaim it within your being, because you overrode the fear program that a lot of people get intimidated by. But it is an illusion, right? And you only know it when you override it, and you overrode it, and the rewards on the other side, because you take back so much of your power, it also materializes in financial abundance and fulfillment and freedom. And now you have more choices, and now you can do so much more, and it creates this whole ripple effect. So imagine collectively, we all kind of do what you did there. We all choose faith over fear. We all override these matrix fear programs, and we all cross that bridge, go through our journey, reclaim all the power we're giving away unconsciously or consciously, and use that power to create our destiny, which you, in your story, that was the beginning of your summits, which blessed many blessings, 10 years going strong. And it's blessed. Look at all the blessings. Like, the universe isn't selfish. It's not like, Iram, you know, keep all this money to yourself and I got you. It's like, When you're caring about so many people and you want to help so many people and you want to inspire so many people, the universe is like, ooh, you know, this is a good one to support, because then you're rippling in so many ways. Like, you've made a huge impact in my life, which then helped me make huge impact. And it's just these infinite ripples in all directions. And that is God's method of spreading love and spreading empowerment and spreading
and the joy, Tariq. Mm-hmm. How can you even put a monetary value on joy when you tell me, and thank you so much for that, because that's the fuel, right? That's my fuel that keeps me going. You routinely, you are one of those people, and I have the same habit. I like to routinely just reach out to people that have made a difference in my life, even if it's been years or decades. I just like to reach out and remind them that, you know, you made such a positive impact in my life. You made a difference.
Yeah.
The joy that your heart feels when you get such a message from someone and you know they are doing so much good out there like you are. And I get every once in a while, totally unexpected, I just get a message from you that, you know, you are in my prayers and, you know, this is what you have done. And it's like, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to have been able to have such an impact on a person's life. It's just, there is no, you just can't put a monetary value on that. You know, it's such a blessing.
Can't buy it anywhere.
Thank you.
And that's just a really great example of new earth and new currency, exactly what you just said. You can't buy it. It's not for sale. But the old world never said gratitude, acknowledgement, appreciation. It's in the word, right? Appreciate means the value goes up. So appreciation is an example of a new currency. So I just wanted to anchor in that point for us to remember all these different currencies, and currencies flow, right? It's a term from water. And so just remembering the true currency and the true, like we decide what is valuable in this new earth.
So thank you for that, Tariq. And I have a great question on the webcast from Laura Young. She said, so how does the heart finance building the new earth without matrix money? How do we create the currency for the needed things?
Yeah. So step one is to actually listen to your heart. You know, what is your heart's not saying go collect a whole bunch of paper that we call money, right? Your heart is saying something else. So step one, Ms. Young, is what is your heart guiding you to do, right? Your heart's not saying go make money. Your heart's saying, hey, you really care about the homeless people. You really care about healers. You really care about the elderly. You really care about children. Like, what is your heart saying is one of your passions, is one of your purposes here on earth? And then my whole career started with me volunteering. I reached out to a volunteer organization that helps single moms, right? So I knew from the start it had to do with women. That was me breaking out of the matrix, because I didn't go to that job saying I need to make money. And this is when I was broke and like really depressed at a security job in Toronto. and it was, again, how can you do something? Volunteering is the best thing because it breaks you out of the matrix, because it tells you, it really gets you to do something because you're passionate about it. And just by me starting to ask the universe, what can I give back? What am I passionate about? Where can I go and do and be where I can use the best of my passions and energies and gifts? And by asking that question, it led to all these other synchronicities, which led to me remembering, you know, the ability to help people heal and all of that. So,
And I want to stress that point. I just want to stress that point, because that's what I was doing too. Right before I launched my summit, for a few months I had been volunteering to help domestic violence victims, because I was one myself. Great. So I had been helping women. Yeah. So I had already been doing that. Of course,
that
it was volunteer work.
You get something out of it, right? Sorry, I'm talking over you.
No, go ahead. What did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
And I was just saying, by helping them, you're actually receiving so much as well, right? And then that led to everything else.
Yes, exactly. All right, so you were going to tell us about the step two, and then we're going to take callers. So, guys, get ready. You will have to be on the phone lines, and then press star two, and we're going to start taking callers. So you were going to tell us about step two?
I really feel there's, like, two paths. There's one path that if we continue it, it really starts to feel very, like, technocratic and, like, control and controlled by fear, and they control the money, and it's, like, this whole weird Big Brother nightmare. And then there's this other path that we can take, that is, we take our power back. People, tons of people are traveling or building homesteads and building their own homes and connecting with other people who are builders and growing food and creating sustainability that way. So some people are just, it's like this exit and rebuild movement that's happening. So they're exiting the systems that no longer work, and they're building the new systems that do work. So some of you might, I'm not here to project what I feel is best, but I feel going back to, you know, building sustainability through building communities, you know, bring your soul family, your soul tribe, your soul friends, your actual family together, find ways to connect with the people who grow the foods, find healthy water systems for you, like all the basics. And there's this whole new earth where people are building homes, growing their foods, sustaining, you know, water, and coming together as communities. And that's what our ancestors did. And that's what the indigenous and original people have done for many years. So, mm-hmm. again, this new, this, so it's like, and then there's maybe this middle option where it's like a bridge. There's maybe there is a healthy way, you know, what's, you know, maybe there is a middle ground where there's, like a heart-centered way to where money evolves, so it's more heart-centered, or it's there to serve people. Like technology can be there to serve people. Imagine you had a robot that, you know, just takes care of all the things that take up so much of your energy, and instead you use that to share your brilliance. So it doesn't have to be black mm-hmm. or white. We don't have to go back Stone Age, but I feel like how can we use the good of where we're at now in the age of Aquarius? Has to do with technology and humanitarian issues, and also use the old systems and bridge those two worlds. So that's what I want to say.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That was brilliant. Thank you for sharing that. And now we are going to do some one-on-one clearings. This is the most fun part. Remember, Tariq is going to, he has the ability. He is like this human laser. He can scan your energy, and he can immediately see what your biggest money block is and then clear it. So let's get ready for that. And Tariq, if you can please pick a number between 1 and 20, I will unmute that caller.
20.
Okay. 914, you are on now. 914.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, oh my gosh, I can't believe you picked me. Hi, this is Silvana, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Silvana.
I'm not sure if this
are you
is
enjoying fun. This call?
I am, and I'm trying to fit the pieces together in what's going on in my life, and I'm hoping that you guys taking my call can help me.
Mm-hmm.
And serve others as well. Because these clearings will work for everybody. So I just want to make sure everybody listening, these are going to work for you as well.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm.
The recording. Yeah. You're serving everybody, Silvana. All right, Tariq, over to you, my dear.
Thank you, sister. Silvana, how can I support you today? Is there a specific area that you're having a challenge with?
Yes. This is kind of new and not new. So I always think that I'm not very smart about money, and I'm trying to figure out how to learn more, et cetera, and, you know, do all this type of money clearing block things. And this is the first time in my life I'm actually being swindled. I can't believe I'm such an idiot, but somebody someone who supposedly fixed my car, and luckily for me, I found out sooner rather than later that that's not true. And I gave him money without a bill, et cetera, you know, cash. I can't even tell you. It's probably like $2,500. And on top of that, he's always like, oh, well, let me help you. I can fix your house, blah, blah, blah. And luckily, I've never let him into my house. But then he came up with this. His bank account was kind of locked and he needed to pay his employees. Could I lend him $1,000? Dopey here actually did that. And I'm now trying to get my $1,000 back before I let on that I know he hasn't actually fixed my car. You know, I'm basically trying to hustle a hustler, which good luck with that.
Before Tariq even says anything, can I please ask you to delete all that negative self-talk? Just delete. You are trusting. You have a generous, beautiful heart. Does not mean you're not smart. Okay, so delete that, please.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
We'll integrate that. So blame is like one of the coping mechanisms for the mind. So when something like that happens, sister, underneath blame and underneath judgment, if you go deeper inside, what do you feel underneath all of that? So you're upset, you're angry, you're mad, but what's underneath all of that? What's the vulnerable emotion at the root of that?
I'm kind of bewildered. I don't know.
Yeah, confused. Like, how could this have happened?
Yeah, and it also touches on... Yeah, I'm bewildered that there's such nasty people in the world. Like, how can people be like this?
Welcome,
you know, he talks about.
In order for someone like you to be on this earth, we need someone like that person to be on this earth, because unfortunately, it's polarity of a planet, and one can't exist without the other. So. But the higher self within you, Silvana, and at the root of that, if you keep digging underneath anger, judgment, blame, there's usually like hurt. Can you feel the hurt inside of your being?
Yeah.
So the best thing you can do for yourself in these moments is just really allow yourself the vulnerability of what's underneath it all. And underneath it all, there's hurt. And why is there hurt? Because you're violated. Someone took something that belonged to you and coerced you, so they betrayed your trust, they took something, you gave it. So would you like an infinity healing to learn the lessons that this experience is here to teach you, trust your intuition moving forward, be very discerning with who you allow to trust, allow the universe to give you back all the money that is owed to you, take inspired action to take a stand for yourself, whether that means contacting authorities or whatever is needed, so that you can get back what is yours. And to take a stand for yourself and to fight for what is right within your being. Would you like an infinity healing for that?
That would be so awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. So there's a warrior in you. There's a mama bear in you that will take a strong stand for yourself. This is not okay. And then allow her in these moments to take charge and take over, and allow her to confront this person and give him an ultimatum. You need to do this or else this will happen. Like, you have the right to do that. Step to step, so I would recommend approaching them, letting them know they have to give you back this money by this date. Otherwise, you're going to have to contact the authorities or whatever.
Okay.
So how does that feel inside of your being when you tune into the energy of, being manipulated?
Well, I'm still scared because I have, like, no documentation. I'm scared that what if this guy's, like, more than just a hustler. He's, like, some kind of big criminal, and I'm messing with nasty people who can hurt me,
So would you like an infinity healing to take all your power back from this experience, to feel safe within your being, to learn the lessons, clear the karma, to transcend this, and to send love and healing to all those connected to this experience so that this becomes an opportunity for everyone to better themselves. Would you like that?
Yes, please. Thank you.
And to listen to your heart and take inspired action on what your heart is guiding you to do. So what is your heart guiding you to do in terms of next steps? If you tune in right now, what's the first thing that pops up?
I definitely have to take a stronger approach to getting my $1,000 back for sure. There's other ways. You know, stop
Beautiful.
Being so nice.
Yeah. Sometimes
and
those
I can,
people come into our life to teach us to not always be nice. Like there's a judgment towards that other side of us. Let's call it the mama bear. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, she plays a part. She's there to protect you. She's there to defend you. She's there to make sure what is right happens. And it's just as spiritual as, you know, the heart-centeredness. You know, being heart-centered doesn't mean letting people walk all over us. So healthy boundaries. Would you like an infinity healing to have strong, healthy boundaries, to feel safe to express your truth and to take back what's yours?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Thank
you. So breathe
you.
That in, sister. And let go of any judgments towards this. Allow for forgiveness of self. Allow for forgiveness of this other person. And let's use it as a catalyst so that it propels you forward on your empowerment, on your journey. Would you like that?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and the end result is that you have your money back, whether it's through this person or whether it's through other sources. Are you open to that?
Very much. Thank you.
And so it is. Amen. And sister, just remember, the universe, your higher self, God, does not care about your 1,000 and 2,500. It cares more about there's something higher, there's something deeper, there's a higher lesson that when you get that, it's worth the whole experience. So your homework is to focus on what was that there to teach you. And just learn
mm-hmm.
those lessons, embody them, make sure they never happen again.
Oh, thank you. And no, I definitely know I'm too trusting and can definitely be more discerning of
yeah.
who I choose to be close
and,
to my
and
life.
Finally, when you look back, did you have a part of your being that gave you like a warning signal or like a nudge that there's something off with this experience?
No, it's terrible. No,
you didn't have any. Yeah. So moving forward, would you like an infinity healing to always check in with your intuition, listen to your guidance, because it's speaking to you in many ways, to listen to it, feel it, know it, trust it, check in with it, honor it, and follow through on its guidance. Would you like that?
Most definitely. Thank you.
Beautiful. And you're welcome. When you tune in now, how does that feel different?
It does. It feels like I'm more in my body rather than listening, you know, like holding myself together instead of like just following what other people say and believing that everything that other people say is true.
Beautiful. Yeah, bring it back to your listening to yourself. Beautiful. Silvana, that is a priceless lesson, and you have that for the rest of your life. So congratulations.
Thank you. God
awesome.
Bless you. Thank you. Thank you so
and
much.
You too. You're welcome.
Love you guys.
And Tariq, can you also share if how your package is going to help Silvana?
Yeah. So Silvana, there's a lot of focus on the in this program where you actually fully take your power back, fully trust your intuitive guidance, fully take inspired action, fully clear. All the traps with money or all the lessons that you're needing to learn with money. But power and freedom and sovereignty are the root results. Like anyone who takes any of my work, whether it's the one-on-ones or the program, you end up feeling more empowered. And if there's some part of you that gives your power away unconsciously, you'll fully claim it. So that this doesn't happen ever again.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Welcome.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, my dear. And all right, let's move on to the next person. What number do you pick for me now, Tariq?
Got two.
No, I'm sorry?
Number two?
Number two is area code 231. You are on, 231.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Loud and clear.
Who is this?
Hey, it's Destiny. Hey, Tariq.
Hey, Destiny.
Oh, I was praying to get on this call. I'm like, something, this hasn't got to do with the money block, but something really strange happened to me today, and I was wondering if you could help me figure out what this is.
Yeah.
Okay. Something, I literally felt something crawl up the back left side of my brain. I like felt like it crawled up it, and I had no control over it, right? And then now it's like my frontal brain feels clogged up. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't like it. Like, I don't feel like my brain is fully there.
And what would you guess that thing to be? Is it an energy? Is it an entity? Is it?
I try not to go into too much because there's like all this weird fear-based stuff happening right now. So I'm just trying to keep my cool.
Got it. Whatever it is, you want to clear it, right?
Please.
Yeah. All right, Destiny. Well, you're clearing it, and we're inviting Source, God, Universal Energy to be present with you. And starting now, would you like an infinity healing to clear whatever found its way into your being that is not of the divine blueprint, alchemize it, transmute it, release it permanently, and allow for only that which is for your highest good to be in your field, to learn the lessons from these experiences, take all your power back from these experiences, create super healthy boundaries with these energies and experiences, and allow for your being to be brought back into optimal health, and brain clear, everything's functioning, everything's flowing. Would you like that?
Yes, please.
Imagine a vacuum cleaner just sucking out anything out of your system that is not dust and sending it down into the ground, and imagine replacing it with whatever's best for you straight from the divine. Would you like that?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, and Destiny, when you tune into the energy of your brain, how does it feel different now compared to before?
It was in my brain and felt like in my almost gut. So I felt it in two places clear.
Beautiful. Amazing. And that's it. Once it's cleared, it's cleared. And we're replacing it with love. So now there's no space in your field. And let's just let that love spread into your physical body, emotional body, energy body, your auric field, your energy field, and your light body. Would you like that?
Yes, please.
Beautiful. And Destiny, that's all you need, just to clear this little test. And you're back to you. And let us know how things unfold for you, okay?
Yay. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Aram.
Anytime.
You're so welcome, my dear. Thank you. And let's talk to the next person. Which number do you want me to unmute?
Let's do three.
Number three is area code 425. You are on now, 425.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I am fine. This is Sue, and I'm so excited. So I'm going to retire next year, and I want to learn my next step to help people.
Okay. Well, Sue, congratulations on being able to retire, and I'm so grateful that you're immediately thinking about how can I support others. So throughout your journey, have you ever had a guidance as to what really lights you up in terms of being of service towards a cause, towards a problem, towards certain people?
Well, I feel I really need to help people that have mental health problems, a lot of people in our family and stuff have that, and I don't know how to help them, but I know if they're happy that and think happy thoughts, that it will clear some of those problems. But yeah, they don't want to listen to me.
Sue, it doesn't resonate when you say you don't know how to help them. That feels like an untrue statement. Would you agree?
Okay, I agree.
Okay, that really didn't, it just didn't ring true. You definitely do know, and even just from your being, it helps. And did you say you just weren't able to help the people in your family?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Sue, when you're just because you can help someone, it doesn't mean that you're meant to help them. And our family are one of the greatest teachers to help us learn lessons like accepting others, even if they're not wanting to receive help and support. But it plants the seeds and gives you the experience, which then helps you. You want to give your energy where it's received, right?
Absolutely.
So it's not about turning your back on your family. It's about the divinity in you wants to go where it wants to be received. Like if we're trying to grow soil food on in our garden, we're not going to pour water onto the cement part of our garden. We're going to pour water into the soil because soil absorbs it, right?
Right.
Same thing with you. So just put it, starting with prayer, starting with setting an intention and an invocation to call in all the people that you can be of service to that are perfect for you and you're perfect for them. And would you like an infinity healing to call that in, to claim your gifts? Because you don't have to have all the answers, but you can have the ability as healers. And if we're talking, that means we're definitely healers. All we're doing is holding space. We're just being present enough with someone else to allow God and Source to support them and help them in however they're needing. So we don't need to know anything. We just need to be present, listen to them, have an open heart, have some clean energy, and allow them to help themselves. So would you like an infinity healing to claim that and to not need to know all the details, but to just start creating the momentum by getting yourself out there and helping those with mental health? You can check Facebook groups. You can check not-for-profits in your area. You can go online and start creating content. But it starts by putting it out there, declaring it, and also claiming. Not that you're an expert in mental health, but claiming that this is part of my path and I'm choosing to use my time and energy to supporting this cause that is near and dear to my heart. Would you like that?
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome. And would you like an infinity healing to manifest this and clear what's in the way of you moving forward and allow it to be magnetized to you?
Thank you. Absolutely.
Beautiful. And so when you tune into the energy of moving forward with mental health and helping people, what feels different inside of your being?
I feel that I have to just listen to my heart and it will all appear for me.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say is your next baby step towards this?
I will look into helping people that want to be helped instead of trying to help people that I think need help.
Perfect. Beautiful. Yeah. Good job, Sue. And yeah, let us know how things unfold and yeah, aligning with your purpose and taking inspired, intuitive steps moving forward and listening to your heart. All of that is great and keep it up and one baby step at a time. And yeah, the program definitely fast tracks you towards your purpose and destiny by taking that inspired action, calling it in, clearing the block so that it happens a lot easier and faster. So if you need a little boost, feel free to take advantage of what I've got here.
Thank you. I never call in, and I just thought for some reason I had to do this, so I just really
there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye. Bye, Sue.
All right.
Bye.
And I'm just going to unmute the next caller, international number. I think the country code is 49. 49? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
This is Nia Tarini.
Hey, Jerini. Oh, my God. How's it going? Mir Jerini has been our number one fan, our best client. She's on our team. She does infinity healing. She's my left-hand woman. Such a support.
Cool.
And it was her birthday. It was her birthday yesterday. Happy belated birthday, Mir Jerini.
Well, happy belated happy birthday.
Thank you. This is such a nice belated birthday gift.
Yeah.
And what has your experience been with Tariq so far?
Ooh.
Tariq has helped me with so many things. He's basically changed my entire view on money, and because I was very wounded around, you know, money. My whole mindset was very, from my parents, from my upbringing, very negative. So he has really changed that around, like, totally.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And you want to have a clearing today. So over to you, Tariq.
Yeah, I just want to share, Nir Jerini, can I share a little my favorite success?
Sure,
one of my
absolutely.
Favorite successes. Yeah. So when I first started working with Nir Jerini, she was working at a cafe, and after a few sessions, she ended up, didn't she have the opportunity in your journey to buy the whole cafe very
price? Oh,
yeah.
How cool. So I love that.
Yeah. So to own it, to buy it. And
where are you,
also,
where are you located, dear?
I'm in Germany.
You're in Germany. Okay, cool. What
and then my other favorite one is, yeah, having a hard time, like, charging for your sessions, and then What's your package now of sessions? Like, what's the amount?
So I have different packages. I have a 3-month packages and 6-month packages. So I have a package for 2,700 and
okay.
for 5,100.
Good.
Or
5,000. So you're charging now what you're worth. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Beautiful. How can I help you, sister?
So I was thinking to tune in.
Okay, just tune in and see what comes up?
Uh-huh, please.
Okay, got it. All right. Yeah, I feel like your heart's open and you're very connected through your crown and very intuitive through your third eye. And out of all the areas, I would say sacral is the one that's popping up out of all the chakras. So creativity, relationship, maybe some emotion over there. So would you like an infinity healing to, first of all, to bring this chakra back into its divine blueprint so that you're able to have the perfect way for you to express your infinite creativity, for you to experience emotional well-being, to alchemize, transmute any of the emotions there, anything stopping you from moving forward on your path, taking inspired action, creating momentum, owning your power, having a strong, defined passion, purpose, let it drive you moving forward, having the best relationships you can call in through your soulmate, soul tribe, soul family, having the best relationship with yourself and with your actual family, expressing your creativity fully, getting yourself out there, clearing the fear of being seen, claiming all you're here to be, doing all that you're here to do, and just keeping that momentum going. Would you like that?
Yes.
Yes, you are a Libra, but you're destined to be a great Aries. So would you like infinity healing? To just do it, to take that action, to activate the healthy masculine within you that just thrives
yes.
on getting done and not needing to know all the details, not needing it to be perfect, to just do it. Would you like that?
Yes.
Yeah, and to powerfully attract those high-end clients who happily pay you a lot of money for your packages and get amazing results working with you, and refer their friends, and it's a win-win-win for everyone, and that you're able to claim it, own it, have a lot of comfort in claiming it, selling it, receiving it, marketing it, promoting it, putting it out there. You know, that energy that like, this is the best thing ever. You have to have this, like, that kind of energy where you're like, you know, this is going to change their lives, and you're just so excited to play a part in helping them in their journey. Would you like that?
Yes.
Beautiful. And when you tune in, does anything feel different inside of your being?
That was great. Thank you so much, Tarek. Yes, so I feel really inspired after this call to work on my Instagram and to put stuff out. Yeah, I feel very inspired now. And yeah,
good.
Really energized. And as you said, just do it. A few things which have been lingering for quite a while now, I felt now I want to do them.
Great. And Trina, I would recommend writing it down, plugging it into your calendar so that it's automated and you don't have to keep thinking about it. And then also all the power you take back. Sometimes the matrix traps us, but when we don't do the things we know we need to do, it starts to clog the flow. It starts to take our power and confidence away. So when you do it, there's this power that you take back, which then you can just keep building off of that momentum. So I see that for you, Nurturing. You're going to do great. And you have so much to share.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling in. Lots of love. All right. Now let's talk about the offer that Tarek is going to change the lives of so many people. I'm so excited. Break free from the money matrix and activate the new wealth paradigm. Let's do this. And right now, you guys, the program is still $50 off. So it's a great time to jump in right now. It's an awesome, awesome program. Tarek is going to describe it to us in just a few moments. And right, like I said, right now it is $50 off. It is going to go. You can see the ticker on the page. You have about 48 hours, and then it's going to go to the regular price of $197. So take advantage of this lower price right now, especially if everything that Tarek and I have been talking about today resonated with you. This is really the first step towards changing your life. Order joy2020.com/matrix22, or just press the link. If you're on the webcast or in the emails, you've been provided the link. Just go ahead and press that, and it will bring you to this page. I love this picture of you, Tarek. I just love it. You're like that spiritual warrior. I love that. Yeah, absolutely. So
yeah, I just
over to you, Tarek. Yeah, tell
Thanks,
us about
sister.
This program and what our audience can, how they can benefit from it.
Yeah, so for the last 13 years, whenever people find their way to me and I ask them, what do they need help with? It's almost always needing help with money. So it's safe to say that the universe and God wants me to help women and men, spiritual women and men, with money. So we've created money programs in the past, but what makes this different is my finger's on the pulse of what's happening on our planet right now. And so the way first of all, I went out.
Tarek,
can
I say something really quickly? Can I say something? In Dallas right now, it's 11:11. How cool is that?
Wow. Divine alignment, baby.
Beautiful. Totally. Love it.
Love it. The angels. This is the time. I love it. Thank you. The journey was amazing because I went, I did tons of research on some of the greatest human beings on our planet, like studying the greats, studying Oprah, Steve Jobs, studying Tony Robbins, studying the guys from The Secret, studying the latest in spirituality, and studying the concept of we're living in a simulation, studying spirituality, studying Napoleon Hill's work, studying how darkness manipulates us and how, you know, the divine wants us to break free from these traps. So just diving deep, 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 deep into all of these things and extracting the nuggets of wisdom, channeling them, finding them synchronistically. And then the way I see it is right now, as an entrepreneur, our business is an extension of our soul. We're here to birth solutions for humanity. How can we make things easier? How can we solve problems? And I ask the universe, I'm like, these ideas are in the ether. They're in the heavens. They're coming from God, universe. And I was like, give me all the solution. Like, give me through this program what humanity right now, like every single person through this collective can benefit from. Let this program be their solution right now, like collectively, like every human being on the planet, whether you're a multi-billionaire or you barely have money for food, what are the solutions needed right now that we need to activate within our being so we can thrive in this new earth that's emerging? And this program was birthed out of that. And it's been like, it's been a game changer for me. And I listened to the audios a few days ago, and I was already blessed with at least $20,000 given to me for free, if not, and it might be up to $50,000. So I'm waiting to hear back from about that. That was one of the manifestations.
Wow.
I was given free food at the market. I was invited for a free meal. I received free coaching that happened this morning. Just tons of amazing, being invited to stay at a friend's place in Mexico. Just tons of miracles were happening. And these were just in the last few days. So I'm going to keep listening to these audios, and I know they're going to keep getting better. So it's very simple. And I asked you, Iram, you know your audience, you know, you've been doing this for many years. You know what works, what doesn't work. So when you told me what works best is a concentrated 30-day experience. And when I used to create programs in the past, I used to put so much into it. I'd create so many modules. And when I would do the one-on-ones with the people who chose package B or C, a lot of them would say that they weren't listening to the module. So I said, less is more. Let it be concentrated, intentional. And we simplified it for you. 30-day container. In those 30 days, you're listening to 4 modules, 1 module every 7 days. The first module, to help you activate the new wealth paradigms, is that activate the new wealth mindset. So this goes into, we know that mindset is 98% of your results. So why is this not working in my life? Why does this keep happening to me? Why am I not getting the goals and the results? Well, the root of that is mindset. So in this, we have researched the planet's biggest money limits, the money beliefs that are negative and limiting, the biggest fears that we have collectively on our planet, the core emotions. We went through every freaking emotion on the emotional spectrum. Like one by one, we were letting go of these lower emotions, which allows us to raise our frequency and vibration. And Iram can tell you, when you're at a higher frequency, higher vibration, you're able to receive more, manifest more easier, play a bigger game, all of that. So we go over all the core beliefs, core fears, core emotions that are blocking you from having this new wealth mindset. Very powerful stuff.
Beautiful. And you said listen to it. You listen to one activation per week?
Yeah, so it's 4 modules. You listen to module 1, give yourself 7 days to integrate and process, and then 7 days later, listen to module 2 one time. You don't need to listen to more than that.
I love that. Now, once you have listened, is one listen enough, or can you listen for the whole 7 days? Like, what should you do? What's the best way?
I know no matter what I say, people are going to do what they want. So I've had people tell me I listened to the whole program in one sitting. So I feel, because it's a lot, and Infinity Healing is like 10, 15 sessions in one, because it's clearing all your beliefs, fears, emotions, root traumas, things from your childhood, mom, dad, ancestral, past lives, if you believe in that. It's doing so much for every Infinity Healing. And in the module, we're doing tons. So I would recommend at least 7 days to integrate, process, give yourself some, you know, space it out. We're not in a rush. And if you feel you were really resisting, there's a process we do at the beginning to clear your resistance. But if you feel your ego is really getting in the way and it wasn't really receiving it, or your mind was distracting yourself, then that's the only time I would say maybe re-listen to it to deepen it. But just go through these 30 days with us, and then what you do after that, you can re-listen to them however you want. But to keep it simple, one every 7 days in the 4 weeks, you complete the whole program. And then we're also sending you very strong, powerful distance healings every single day for the next 30 days. They say it takes 21 days to break a habit. So imagine over 21 days of, downloading, activating, clearing, transmuting, manifesting your heart's desires, aligning with the divine, taking inspired action, clearing the blocks, getting the clarity, taking our power back, breaking free from these matrix programs. So that there's a whole protocol that will be sent to you at a distance every single day for the next 30 days. That gets automatically activated the second you make your investment, whether it's today or in the future. We just set it up that way. And then the second module is all about breaking free from the money matrix. So what are all these old paradigms that are dying away? Where are we giving our power away? How can we claim, we're here to play the game of life on a level. There's like the divine matrix, and then there's like the darker matrix. The darker matrix just wants to feed off of you. It wants to control you, feed off of you. And the things you do in that matrix, you're selling yourself out for money, fame, success, job, career, security, whatever. In the new matrix, you realize, oh my God, I'm a conscious creator in this game of life, right? In the Quran, they call it dunya, right? Iran, it's like Maya, it's an illusion. So how can we play this game of life in the way God designed it for us? It was designed so we can experience things, we can enjoy things. We're the ones consciously co-creating it. We can be aware of the darkness, but override those fear programs. So there's this whole new way of living in this divine matrix that is really, even though everything feels like it's falling apart, there's this beautiful new earth emerging that's heart-centered and heart-based, and is what a lot of light workers have been coming over, lifetime after lifetime to try to help in this very particular moment right now. Because the light at the end of this tunnel is going to be magic. So imagine consciously playing your part and overriding these fear programs. That one's a game changer. Module 3 is integrating your spiritual entrepreneurship. So we've studied the world's greatest entrepreneurs. We've integrated a lot of their wisdom. These are millionaires. These are multi-billionaires. You know, to me, it's not about how much money they made. It's, wow, there's something they've been able to fast forward on their journey way past where, a lot of us are great spiritually. Like if you put us next to these billionaires, maybe spiritually we're superior, let's say, or we have more experience. But we're here to, if we're already got a lot of spiritual wisdom, maybe we're here to now master, the 3D stuff, the business stuff, the technology stuff, the sales stuff, how to, people skills, so these guys have mastered those skills, and we've extracted tons and tons of these high level entrepreneurs and authors and speakers and, just people that are playing at such a high level. We've downloaded the summary of their greatest wisdom, greatest lessons, and you get to download and activate that within your being. Whether you resonate with the word entrepreneurship or not, your practice, like our sister Sue, who wants to retire and help people with mental health, whether you want to call it an entrepreneurship endeavor or not, you're creating something that can generate income, that's creating impact, that's helping people, that has some kind of systems, it has values, it has a mission. So even if you don't have it all figured out, let's just call it our business, our entrepreneurship endeavor is a 3D, 3D grounded way of us fulfilling our spiritual purpose. So I really believe if every one of the light workers on our planet is a thriving spiritual entrepreneur, we can the business becomes a machine, a way of making the impact on and scaling our ability to make impact and giving us all this abundance and all of that as well. So amazing, game changer. No matter where you are at in your journey, you know, whether you have all the money you want or you don't have any money, this is definitely going to take you to the next level because we all could still be stuck in not having faith, not having trust, having some kind of ceiling where we can't go past it. And one of my favorite nuggets in that is our soul just cares, I said it earlier, about evolving, or I would say remembering. We're in a great remembrance now. We're remembering who we are because the God version, the divinity within us I really believe consciousness is ever expanding. So the consciousness within us can forever evolve and grow and expand. I don't buy into the, like, we need to, because part of the matrix traps are, oh, you did something bad, you need to, there's a right version of it, and there's a trapped version of it. You know, the other day I was listening to a podcast, and this person had a near-life-death experience, and the beings were like, hey, you can leave your life, but if you leave now, you're going to have to come back and do the same thing all over again. And I was like, I spoke about this before, and it's a whole tangent, but there are traps in coming back to planet Earth. There are traps within karma. There are manipulation through darker energies of pretending to be light beings. It's a whole topic. I've spoken about it before on Iran Summit. And we need to break out of those traps. But really our soul, and we integrate that into this program, our soul just wants to evolve. It doesn't care about how much money you have. You can be a billionaire and still be unhappy because your soul is craving something deeper. So one of my favorite nuggets is making sure we're constantly evolving, fast-tracking, taking the next steps, learning, remembering. Because in that energy of, oh my God, I'm learning, I'm remembering, I'm taking action, okay, now this, and fast-tracking through our journey, this one module can help you go through your journey, what might take someone 10, 20, 30 years, you can fast-track it in a few years because you're activating your inspired action, your intuition, the synchronicities, you know, calling in all that you're needing on your journey. And then finally, module 4 is aligning with this new earth paradigm. So we talked about the new earth is heart-driven. What is your heart desire? What are the values you care about? How can you experience the things that make your heart sing? How can you feel fulfilled on the deepest, on all levels, on a deep level? How can you play your part in building this new earth? How can you align yourself with these new systems or build them or connect with others, soul tribe? And again, everyone, it's different, but I also see us using technology to help planet Earth, using our businesses to make a difference, having more food sovereignty. Wow, okay, I know I get the best foods. I know my farmer. I'm growing stuff here. Like, you know, creating these systems so that we're self-sustainable, we're interdependent, not independent, meaning I don't need anyone else, but we're doing for ourselves. It's like ant medicine. Everyone's playing a part in our new community, new currencies, new economies. And that's destined. We're destined to take back the power we've given away. We've given our power away to money. We've given our power away to government. We've given our power away to these darker forces unconsciously, and now we're taking it back by going, I'm following my heart, I'm standing up for my truth, I'm expressing my truth, I'm feeling the fear and still taking action, I'm making a difference in the world with my gifts and abilities. And that's how we create this new earth and thrive in it. Yeah, so that's it. And then there's an option for you guys to join us, I believe, if you do package B. We have a beautiful group that we do one distance healing every month and one live call every month. And in one of the options, when you check out, you can add that on and join us for the next 3 months in my inner circle where we do this daily transmissions for the next 3 months. There's a lot, three live calls in the next 3 months and three distance healings followed by an email for the next 3 months. Just a beautiful group, beautiful opportunity to get that one-on-one support. And then as always, the people, like all these testimonials you see where people manifested thousands and cleared thousands of dollars, those were people who actually did one-on-ones with me. Some of them are just through the audio programs, but a lot of them are from the one-on-ones. So I always say the best investment is investing in yourself, getting the one-on-one support so I can literally tap into your energy, find the root of your biggest blockage and hold space for you to clear it from the root once and for all, whether it's a money block, whether it's a power struggle, whether it's a relationship block, but a life purpose block, you know, a health block, entity issues. Those are the core things that I've been helping people with. And the results are fast, and it's not about time because this is happening on a quantum level. So it's more about you saying yes, and then me just very powerfully selecting the words needed to help create the best opportunity for transformation.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Thank you for explaining it all. Guys, if you have questions, please send them in the webcast. We have a few more minutes. So as Tariq said, this is so fantastic. Four modules in 30 days, you can be completely out of this situation, whatever you're in, completely change your story around money. It is really high time. It is so, 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 so important that we begin to really shift all of these right now, because this is so beautiful that it's not just really, the result is not just money. It's all those limiting beliefs that we are carrying. We really need to transform and transmute those. This is, you know, the beginning of the Sophia century, and I really truly feel very strongly that especially women are supposed to shift in a big way. So this wealth paradigm shift is also one of the major parts of this, is that it's the wealth is going to flow into the hands of conscious women. So the world needs to come into balance, you guys, and we have to play our part. And it's a very important part. So really powerful program. At the moment, it is $50 off. You can jump in now. As soon as you purchase, the clearings start to work on you immediately. You can start to listen to module one. And like Tariq said, the best way is to listen to it once. If you feel that you were really resisting, you can listen to it again. Wait a week, move on to the next one, and then the next one, and then the next. But the remote transmissions are going to start immediately. So literally, you know, November 24th, you're going to be a completely different, transformed person. How cool is that? That is really, really awesome. And thanks. I want to share, you know, after doing these telesummits for over a decade, it's so interesting, you know, for anything that I have in my life now, the first thing I do is, of course, get energy clearing for that. And I have my go-to people that I use for, you know, different things. And, you know, for my certain health issues, I have my healers that I immediately call up. I was flying. I was taking a deep dive into self-love course. And I was in Iowa yesterday, Tariq, and at the airport, one of my healers was doing clearings, really deep clearings on me. And this is normal for me. And when it comes to money, manifestation of any kind, without a doubt, like there's no question in my mind, I immediately messaged Tariq for that. It's not even a secret. Everybody in my team knows it. Everybody knows it. The kind of, you know, the kind of clearings, the kind of effect infinity healings have is just, it's just remarkable. I have never seen anything like this. I share this story, which is really crazy testimony for infinity healings and Tariq's ability, which is the first time that I worked with Tariq. Well, it wasn't the first time, but it was the beginning of us working together, Tariq, and you remember this story. I was
I was trying to buy a house. I was also needing to buy a car. And I just couldn't find any house that I liked in the price. Yeah, in the price that I liked. And I still had bankruptcy on my credit report, so no bank was willing to lend. And so I was really limited in what kind of price that I could purchase the house. And within that price range, I didn't like anything. And for me, buying the right houses has always been extremely important. Either buying or living in a space that is very supportive to what I want to do is extremely important, because everything shuts down for me if I'm not in a house that I love. So I knew that it was so important. I had to find the right house, but I couldn't. And, you know, I love cars, so buying the right car was also important. So I got on a call with Tariq, and I said, I'm just so blocked. I can't seem to find any car that I like. I can't seem to find any house. And the houses I do like are out of my price range. Nobody's going to lend. No bank is willing to give me a loan on it, on a mortgage. So I got on a call with Tariq, and I'm explaining all of this to him. And he said, okay, let's do some clearings on this. And he first worked on the car, and as he is doing the clearing, literally, we are still on the phone, I get a message from my daughter, and she said, I know you're going to love this car, Mom. You are going to just absolutely love it. And so she sent me the link, which was to a Tesla that somebody was selling in Dallas. Okay, now, here's the crazy thing. Tesla had not come to Texas at that time. Nobody was buying Teslas, and no bank would finance it because, you know, Texas is an oil-rich state. So somebody had moved from California, and they were trying to sell their Tesla. And I was like, oh, my God. Of course, I knew about Nikola Tesla and all that. You know, I was just fascinated by all of that. And I told Tariq, while we're on the phone, I'm like, oh, my God, Tariq, I think I just found my car. And we were laughing, and then he did the clearings on the house. So I went, I test drove the Tesla, fell in love with it completely. And then I'm like, oh, but I can't get a loan, and I don't have enough money to pay for it in cash. But sure enough, one bank, there was only one bank, Wells Fargo, that was willing to finance it. So I got that. And I took the Tesla for a test drive, and this was like 2 days later. I got the car, and I told my daughter, let's just go drive around in our new car. And she goes, Mom, there's a really nice open house. I would like to go see it. And it's out of our price range, but let's just go see it. So I go there. It was in Plano, and I pulled into the driveway, and I'm like, oh, my God, Natasha, this is it. This is it. This is the house I've been looking for. It was totally out of our price range. And I just was like, oh, my God, I would just really, really love to live in this house. 3 weeks later, I was in that house. I found a friend who was willing to it was a huge loan. Nobody could believe it. And this gentleman had never done this before, but he said, you know, I just really love what you do in the world, Iram, and I would love for you and your daughters to be in the house that you love, and I can be your mortgage lender. I'll be your mortgage lender. And so 3 weeks later, without a hitch, there was no delays, nothing. 3 weeks later, I was driving. Oh, my God, Tariq, when I was driving to the title company to close on this beautiful house in my new Tesla, and tears were just flowing. Like, how did this even happen? You know, in 3.5 weeks, I have the car that I love, and I'm driving it to the closing of a house that I know I'm going to love. And I kept that house for 6 years. We just loved being in there. So that's one instance where Tariq's Infinity Healings cleared the blocks. I manifested while I'm still on the call with Tariq. And then, you know, a couple of days later, the house showed up and we closed without a hitch. No hitch on the loan for the car, no hitch on the loan for for the house. I kept both of those for 6 years. Absolutely loved, loved, loved having them. And so grateful to this day. And many times, you know, since then, you have helped me so much. So I can vouch for Tariq wholeheartedly myself. He puts in a lot of sincerity, and he is very heart-centered, one of the biggest hearts that I have ever come across. And his stuff is powerful, very, very powerful stuff. So I urge you guys, you guys know I don't, you know, put so much emphasis typically on offers, but I really urge you guys, if you are ready, if you feel that, oh, in your heart that, you know, I'm ready and I really want to move past these blocks, I urge you, this is something you owe yourself. His programs do not disappoint. So I really, really urge you to take advantage of his offer and jump in. And then if you want to go deeper, once you check out, you will have the option, for those of you that are like me that just want to go all in, you will have a couple of offers that will come up, and you will be able to go deeper with Tariq, especially if you want to have a session with him, because he never, almost never opens those up because he's become so busy, he can't do one-on-one sessions. So that option will come up as well once you check out. So orderjoy2020.com/matrix22 and start your journey. Start whichever level you can, wherever you're comfortable right now. But do start, because remember, we can visualize and we can dream and we can desire all we want. It is the universe love speed, and nothing trumps action. You have to take action. You have to show that you have faith and you're willing to take action. Remember, jump and the net will appear. I love that.
Thanks for sharing that, Irama. And yeah, it was amazing, and I loved getting your testimonial in the Tesla car. It was so cool. And I was just this morning, I went on Facebook just checking what my friends are up to, and one of the clients that I was working with, we focused on relationships because there was a lot of like hiddenness relationships, and she's getting married today, so that was a beautiful win,
Yeah,
and there was another Telesummit host I worked with around that time, Iram, where you've manifested your beautiful home and your beautiful car, and it's more than material. It's all the feelings.
It's the joy, it's the joy that we experienced. Yeah, absolutely.
This other host,
what
I
happened
was working
with the Telesummit host?
With her. Relationship blocks, just a few minutes. We did, you know, 15 minutes max working on it. And the next time I saw her was physically invited to her wedding
because
she met her partner and I was at her wedding and I was doing raps during her wedding. And it was just beautiful. It was just beautiful to see. I don't always get to see the results, and it's just my ego wanting to know, but it's just beautiful to see that whatever our heart is desiring, it's right there. It wants to come in, but there's something within our beings that might be blocking it. And in those sessions, I just hold space for whatever's in the way of what your heart is wanting to get cleared. And it seems like a miracle when it happens right away, but it's God has already been trying to get into us and bless us with these things. But there's or a fear or something traumatic from our past that might be getting in the way, and my job's to hold space to clear that. And Iram, do I have a minute? I just wrote a beautiful poem called Mirror. It's like a minute long, and
I would love for you to do that. I just wanted to address a couple of things. You know, like our beautiful caller, I forget her name, the first caller, and you know, she kept saying that all that negative self-talk around money, if you're still listening, sweetheart. And I was thinking, if I am money and I really want to go to this person, I really want to, God is sending me to this person, but she keeps saying that she can't trust herself with money and that she feels she's in danger because, you know, she thinks all these people that will take her money and they might hurt her and all of that fear around having money. If I were money, I wouldn't go to her, you know, because she's so afraid that she will get hurt due to something related to money. This is how we block our own abundance. This is how we tend to push away what God is already sending to us. So that's the beauty of Tariq's program, that it will remove the ways that we are pushing abundance away. Abundance already exists. It is already around us. And that's why, like Tariq said, it seems like a miracle because it can happen so quickly. That's because it's already there. It's already knocking on our door, and we just keep locking the door. We bolt it, then we double bolt it. It's like, no, I can't let you in. But it's already there. So if we can remove all these blocks, open the door, wide open, let it come in. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful experience. So one quick question from Marilyn. What day and time are the group healings? I think that's for the add-on. What we can do, I don't know if you have the answer off the top of your head right now.
I can pull it up. Yeah, I can pull it up in 1 minute. Yeah, so every end of the month, I think the last day of every month. But
okay.
We should, yeah. So it'll be 28th of November, and for this month, it would be the October. Sorry, I'm not in a 3D moment. Okay, so 31st of October. If you buy before the end of this month, you'll join us for the live call October 31st. And then in November, mm-hmm. you can join us November 28th. Time, I can figure that out for you. 12 p.m. Mountain Time is when we're doing it. And just do the conversion for your time zone.
Oh, so Silvana just wrote in. She was the caller I was talking about. She said, I'm still here. Thank you for your insight. I take your wisdom to heart. With love, Silvana. Just let go of that fear, honey. You already got the clearing. It does not exist. So open the door. Open those doors and do not allow any of that negative self-talk to come in, okay? You are beautiful. Being trusting is a huge gift. It's a strength. And you know what? I am like you to this day. I still do stuff like this, but I let go of the negative self-talk many years ago. For me, it's like, okay, so this person did this to me. Maybe they needed the money more than I did. And then that let go of all the negativity attached to it, all that, oh, they took something away from me and da-da-da-da-da. I just changed the energy around it. Like, okay. Maybe they needed the money more than I did, and maybe I was just a vehicle for them. And I bless it, and I let it go. I just let it go. There's no judgment on me and no judgment on the other person, because at the end of the day, who knows? Maybe the blessing of what you are giving to them may change their reality. Whichever negative paradigm they're operating from, maybe they will shift out of that, and that's the hope, right? Because nobody can take away from you what is yours. Nobody can. The $1,000 that person took, it's just a number in our bank account. That's all it is. And the energy, though, the energy of abundance, nobody can take it away from you. Okay, so over to you, Tariq. Let's hear that poem.
Beautiful. Beautiful wisdom, and I love that. And when we're in the module of breaking free from the matrix, we remember that everything bad in our world, on some level, collectively, we're giving we're using our free will to okay certain things. And in that module, we take it all back and go, no, there's like a sacred no to those things, and there's a sacred yes to what we do allow. But I love what you're saying. And just to clarify, on the 26th of, sorry, on my time traveling again, October, yeah, so 12 p.m. Mountain Time on October 31st. And I think in September, it might be a different time. Sorry, we'll send you an email with all that info. So yeah, this poem is exactly that. It is about self-love and how everything's mirroring back to us. So here we go. Mirror, mirror, in my hand. Stare into my reflection for 5 minutes, I was asked. Already way outside of my comfort zone. Can't look at my face is how I started an older poem. But I did. And what did I see? I saw my dad. I saw someone who's really sad. I saw my eyes, pupils dilated to a different size. I saw how I am a mirror and others see their own reflection. All that they love, all that they fear. To be real, I feel there's always a reserve of tears waiting to be cleared. Damn. They say I'm beautiful. I'm trying hard to see it. I'm trying hard to believe it. All I see is a crack in my mirror. I focus on what's imperfect. But I'm made in her image, but I'm my own worst critic. Working on a positive self-image, I see a child so far away from home. I see a child that is trying to adapt to a world that's gone cold. I look into my eyes and I feel I want to pull me out from deep inside. No longer do I run and hide. I stand with pride, breathe in the light, try and force a smile. It may take a while, but I will learn to love me, to be me fully. To love me unconditionally, I'll fake a smile and have a good time, and everyone will think I'm all right. But when I go home, I start to cry. I feel alone, and I want to hide, but I breathe through it till I get to the other side. The world's giving me a tough time, trigger after trigger, fear after fear, showing me what's real, bringing out the emotion. I see someone who's misunderstood, who's different, who's a weirdo. Who's authentic and clear, a hero, a villain, who's dark and who's light, who's tired of all the fights, whose aspirations fly higher than kites, a star seed whose heart bleeds into verses, used to be me versus me, then me versus the enemy, the family, society, schools, library, why do you lie to me? I open up my eyes to see that my only true rivalry is right there, staring right back, eyeing me. So it's a poem about our true enemy, not out there, it's within. And it really starts by just integrating our shadow, forgiving ourselves, forgiving others, so that we can be in our full power. And
absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that lovely poem. And everything you shared on the call. Thank you for creating this amazing package and for all the people that you're going to help through your work. Tariq, I'm so honored to have shared this space with you today, as always. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you, Ram, sending love to you and everyone watching. And Candace, congratulations. I already see you on my calendar for tomorrow. I'm excited to work with you.
Awesome. And thank you to all our wonderful listeners. Thank you so much. Those of you that are sending messages on the webcast, we'll keep it on for a few more minutes, and I'll send your questions to customer support. Thank you so much for being you. You are absolutely amazing and beautiful. It is such an honor and joy to serve this beautiful community, to serve you guys. Much love to each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us today. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye for now.